الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فقد قال تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: إنما المؤمنون الذين إذا ذكر الله وجلت قلوبهم وإذا تليت عليهم آياته زادتهم إيمانا وعلى ربهم يتوكلون. وقال تعالى: وذروا ظاهر الإثم وباطنه. صدق الله صدق الله مولانا العظيم، وصدق رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected ulama kiram, elders and brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created various things in this dunya, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed properties within those things. Fire has got the property of heat. Ice has got the property of being cold. Likewise, you will find certain foods are sweet. You know you're going to eat this food, it's going to bring sweetness in your mouth. Then certain things are bitter, certain things are sour. Some things are beneficial for you, some things are harmful for you. This is the dunya. Some foods, they'll tell you, you eat this food, it's got this benefit, and you can improve your health by eating this type of food. And certain things they'll tell you, don't go near this, don't touch this. Now this is poison. Likewise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has also created properties in a'mal and in deeds. There are certain deeds that you will do that will bring down the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It will bring down the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It will illuminate your heart. It will create motivation within you. It will lift up your spirits. You will feel good because these are good deeds. They're creating nur and light within you. They're generating goodness within your home. And there are certain things that are dangerous. They are destructive. They are going to bring down Allah's wrath, Allah's anger. They are going to chase the farishtas away from you. A person speaks lies. The hadith says, إِذَا كَذَبَ الْعَبْدُ تَبَاعَدَ عَنْهُ الْمَلَكُ مِيلًا مِنْ نَدْلِ مَا جَاءَ بِهِ. A person speaks lies, then the farishtas, they run away 1 mile because of the stench that comes out from his mouth. A person reads Quran Sharif, then the farishta is coming and kissing his mouth and telling him, carry on reading, continue reading. Quran Sharif is giving out a very good fragrance. It's drawing all the positive energy towards you. It's bringing the angels towards you. And lies is chasing the angels away from you. So these amal, sins, are something that are very, very destructive, very dangerous. It can completely destroy you spiritually. It can destroy the barakah from your life. Can take the burden out of your life. So many people that they were living very happy until the time they decided to get involved in some sort of sin. Perhaps they were warned about it, but they never took heed to the warning. But that was a point after which you saw that all the goodness in this person's life now has been lost. All the happiness has been lost. All the barakah has been lost. This man was regularly in the masjid. Now he stopped coming to the masjid. You don't even see him anymore. So sin, the nature of sin is like this. It's going to bring about deprivation. It's going to bring about serious consequences. So intelligent man, he understands this very well. He knows this is good for me and this is bad for me. I need to do what is good for me and I need to stay away from that which is detrimental and that which is dangerous. Intelligent man will never ask this question, Maulana, is this a minor sin or a major sin? It's like asking, is this snake a big snake or it's a small snake? When you understand very well that even a small snake, the venom can kill you. The poison can kill you. It's like asking, someone tells you, you know, there's a fire in your house. So you tell a person, is it a huge raging fire or is this a small fire? You won't ask that question because you understand the fire is dangerous. If you're going to leave that fire there, it's going to bring about destruction. That is a raging, maybe it's a small fire now, 15 minutes later what is going to become? Half an hour later what is? You're not taking no chances. Someone tells you, you know what, this food, there's some poison here. Even if there's a 0.25% chance that there's poison in that food, you won't eat it. It's alright, never mind. I'd rather get something else. I'm not taking a chance. 0.25% chance that there's poison here. This COVID time, you've seen how paranoid people became. One friend of mine, he told me, he was standing in the line to pay. And, you know, a long line, I has to go buy some groceries. So whether he did it intentionally or he really sneezed, everyone moved one side. You go first, it's fine. You pay. We're not standing anywhere near you. One friend of mine, the traffic police stopped him. They asked him for his license. I said, no problem, I give you my license. But I just got my clearance from a doctor now, that now I'm clear of COVID. Thank you, it's alright, it's fine. Keep the license, alright, carry on. People got so frightened, which was something that was in their minds now, you know, imaginary thing. The enemies of Islam, they fooled us, they deceived us. There was a sickness, but it wasn't like the way that they made it. On the contrary, people lived with patience and nothing happened to them, because everything happened with Allah's permission. But what I'm trying to show you is where there is the slightest possibility of harm. People don't want to take a chance. But why is it when it comes to sin, when it comes to haram, you know, there's a slight possibility this is going to taint your salary. It's going to taint your livelihood. There's a slight possibility you're going to take this food home. It's going to impact negatively on your children. You don't want your children to become delinquents tomorrow. You don't want this thing to harm them. You don't want them to go off the straight path. So sin is something very destructive and very dangerous. The ayat which I recited now, wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَذَرُوا ظَاهِرَ الْإِثْمِ وَبَاطِنَ. Leave out apparent sins, outward sins and inward sins. Now generally, we only hear of the outward sins. Often you'll hear, you know, interest, you'll speak about alcohol, you'll speak about zina, you'll speak about eating haram, all these things. But there are certain inward sins also, sins of the heart, that are sometimes even more dangerous. Take a thing like pride. Now pride is such a subtle thing, Allah protect us all. But very few people in this dunya perhaps can even claim to say that they don't have pride. That two people who really don't have pride, they'll never make that claim because they're always afraid that maybe we do have pride. And they're constantly working on themselves. Now pride is such a destructive sin that pride dropped shaitan from Azazil and it made him shaitan. That's how bad. You know, shaitan, what a great person he was. Every single sky he had a different name. His name was Azazil. He was very, very respected. The farishtas looked up to him. He was the ustad for the farishtas. Some ulama explained that not a surface on this earth, no place on the surface of this earth that shaitan never made sajda. But pride dropped him. Pride destroyed him. After so many years of ibadat, after being so great, that is something that we all have to be afraid of. That is why several places in the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala is repeating this incident. Why Allah Ta'ala is repeating it? You watch out too. Don't think you someone now and you something and you reach somewhere. Till you don't leave an iman, you've got no guarantee. You don't know what is going to be your future. Whatever you are, humble yourself. Have humility. When you humble yourself, then instead of looking at other people's faults, you will start looking at your own faults. So pride is destructive. Having a bad opinion about a Muslim, like how it's haram to consume alcohol, it's haram to consume khinzir, it's haram to have a bad opinion in your mind regarding another Muslim. Now what happens to us? We come out from the masjid, see one person, hey, that man there, watch out, he's a rogue. You know, this man here, he got this here. That person there, his daughter did this. So Mawlana Rumi Rahmatullah Ali, what he says, that when we coming out and we seeing people, then we seeing snakes, we seeing scorpions, our lives have become so negative. Only negativity in your life. Now that man is a snake, this is... But now you start having a good opinion about people and you start looking at the good in people now. MashaAllah, this man is a tahajjud guzar. This man, he needs 5 paras Quran Sharif every day. That man is very honest in business. This person has got this quality. Now you're seeing roses. Now you're seeing flowers. Now it's brightening up your day. Now there's only positivity. Because why? You've got a good opinion. So these are all the inward sicknesses, the sicknesses of the heart. There is one particular sin and a sickness that actually stems out of pride, which unfortunately most of us, we are caught up in the sin. And that is anger. You know, ghussa. Anger is a very extremely dangerous thing. In the words of Hazrat Jafar Sadiq rahmatullahi alayhi, he said, Al-ghadabu miftahu kulli shar. This anger is the key to every evil. This is the root to every evil. Person got anger. See, when you've got a physical sickness, you will never ever neglect it. If someone knows, you got stage 4 cancer. I don't know, I'm just going to carry on with my life. Say, no, boy, something wrong with you. Go seek medical help right now. If there's some hope for you to get some medication, to get some treatment, you'll never neglect it. Why? Because you know, this is dangerous. Doctor told you all your arteries are blocked. You're walking outside, you can just have a heart attack and you can fall. You're going to neglect it. You're not going to neglect it. You're going to go and seek help. You're going to go to a professional. Why? Because your health means a lot to you. Your health means a lot. You don't want to take a chance. But if you've got anger in you, I can tell you it's worse than stage 4 cancer. This is worse than all your arteries being blocked. Because anger will destroy your deen, it will destroy your dunya, it will destroy your akhirat. That means worst case now, the man will fall down, he'll pass away, finish inshallah, Allah Ta'ala will give him his rewards in the akhirat. But anger is going to destroy you here, it's going to destroy you there. Anger will destroy your relationships. Anger can destroy your marriage. How often don't you get this situation coming? Allah protect us all. Never should we look down at anyone, because anyone can fall in it, you know. So don't ever at any point say, hey, how foolish this man is, because it's only Allah's fazl and grace that Allah protects us. Then the person says, and I think almost every Ramadan we get these cases, it comes after Ramadan. In the fit of anger, Maulana, I just released all 3 bullets and I divorced my wife 3 times. What's the way out for me now? Show me what can I do? What can you do? You should have sorted this problem out before. In most instances, you'll find that the person who did this, he already had an anger problem. He acknowledged that he had anger. I'm not talking about young boys. I'm talking about 30 years after marriage, 40 years after marriage, 50 years after marriage. The grandfather, the man is a grandfather, is a dada, he got grandchildren. The house has become like a janaza now. Because dada and dadi are divorced. So I'm showing you how detrimental and how dangerous this anger is. That if you do not control your anger, and if you do not take care of yourself, what can this lead to? Don't treat these things as light. They are very serious things. You need help. You need professional advice. You need to go to a person that's in this field, and he will advise you what to do, a sheikh. You go sit in his company. Maybe he'll tell you, brother, do this, do that. In the past, people should go and sit in the company of mashayikh. Sometimes they should travel very far. They go there, there's a big sheikh. I'm going to spend 1 month there. I'm going to spend 2 months. Why? For self-reformation. To reform myself. But now we don't need any self-reformation. You know, we all reached a very high positions. We are quite complacent with what we have. We have, you know, according to us, we feel we have reached the pinnacle of piety. We are the biggest buzurgs now. So we don't need any help anymore. We don't need to seek any assistance anymore. You've got that pride in your heart. You've got that arrogance in your heart. You think you're someone. You've got airs about yourself. You can't even meet people. Now you think to yourself, now I am someone, you know. Manchu man digaranes. Now who is like me in the dunya? That is what shaitan taught. That's going to bring destruction. So respected friends, if a person's got a physical problem, he's going to reach out for help. So if he's got a spiritual problem, he also should reach out for help. And inshallah, if you're concerned and you want to make a change, Allah will bring the change in you. But that provided you want to make the change. But if you don't want to make the change, and you don't want to change anything in your life, then who is going to change you? Like a drug addict now, a person in a denial state, who is going to help you? So we're speaking about this anger, and how dangerous and how detrimental the anger is. One Sahabi comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he tells Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Oh Sini, give me advice." Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells him, "La taghdab." Don't ever become angry. Whatever happens, few times he repeats the question. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is telling him, "Don't become angry. Don't lose your temper. Don't lose your cool." Remember, it's possible that a person may become angry. But he's supposed to control his anger. He's supposed to hold himself back. It mustn't be that he's becoming angry and he cannot control himself. So you have to hold yourself back. You have to be able to control yourself. If you're in a position where you can just blurt out anything, you can just say anything, then that is very, very dangerous. And in most people, in most cases, this is the problem. The man just blurts out anything. I came to his business and something happened. Maybe some loss. Remember, what is muqaddar is going to happen. If a loss of million riyal is supposed to happen, it's going to happen. You can't stop it. It was Allah's will. Allah gave it to you. Allah wanted to take it away from you. So the loss happened. But now the man lost his cool. Now he lost his anger. Now he starts using language. Now he's swearing the staff. What are you doing? Sheikh Sadi Rahmatullahi, he narrated an incident in his kitab. This kitab, Sheikh Sadi Rahmatullahi had prepared in India. I don't know if till now they do it, but maybe 20, 30 years ago, they would teach these kitabs in the madrasa, and they would make the students learn it off by heart. Because a lot of lessons in it. So one was they were teaching them Persian also, the original kitab is in Persian. So Sheikh Sadi Rahmatullahi mentions, one rogue came to a person's house late at night. You know, pious person, Allah wa'ala, pious people that time, hardly anything in the house. He's looking everywhere to find something. He can't find nothing. The rogue is getting frustrated now. Now in this time they'll wake you up and, you know, now that time don't do all those things. So he's thinking now, hey, what a waste of time now. All my effort I came here, broke into this man's house, can't get in. The pious person, he looked at this, he felt sorry for the rogue. So what he did, he had one blanket that he was sleeping with, took the blanket out and he threw it for him. At least let this man take something and go. At least his heart won't be hurt. After that, Sheikh Sadi Rahmatullahi, he mentions this poem. He says, Shunidam ke mardane rahe khuda, dile dushmana ra na kardantam. I heard that the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they don't hurt the hearts of the enemies. They won't hurt the hearts of the enemies. Turake muyassar shawad I maqam. How can you get this position? You're reading long, long rakats of tahajjud. You're going to sitting in i'tikaf. You're going out in the path of Allah, chilla upon chilla. You're going for hajj, you're going for umrah. But baad dostanat khilafas to jang. But you're fighting with people around you all the time. Your brothers, your siblings, your parents, your children, your wife, you know, your children. People are fighting with the children. See, children are children, number one. You have to understand that. Number two, often when a child is not behaving correctly, one of the leading causes for that is the child feels that he's being neglected. So he's not getting enough attention. The father is not giving him enough love. So the child feels like that. Now his mindset is like that. His psychology is like that. Now this feeling of his, it's coming out in his behavior. But what the father does, he goes into a rage. Now he starts beating that child. He starts swearing that child. Now every time, that child becomes the target. You know, this child, he got no brains. You know, it's like a curse in my life. Worst child I got in the worst child in the dunya. You destroy the peace in this house. All this negativity, what are you doing in reality? You are further scarring that child. Emotionally, you are now as though you are like strangling that child, because he's already feeling a feeling of being unwanted. He's already feeling a feeling of being rejected. I'm like not wanted now. My parents are not giving me. Now you're supposed to be showing more love to that child. And if there is a reason to discipline, then there's a way for you to discipline that child. But the route that we are using, respected friends, until and unless we do not change our mindset and our approach and our attitude, there's no goodness going to come out. There's no goodness going to come out in our lives. We have to change the way we're viewing things now. Like someone put it very beautifully. They said, when you've got a problem with someone, then give them doses of love. If you give them doses of love, slowly, slowly, inshallah, there's hope that you can remedy the situation. You can improve the situation. So someone asked, but if that doesn't work, then what should I do? So he said, increase the dosage. So this anger is something that is very, very detrimental. In the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala speaks about a personality that was known as Dhul Kifl. Ismail wal Yasa wa Dhul Kifl. So this Dhul Kifl, some tafsir kitabs have got an incident. In the time of Hazrat Yasa alayhi salam, Hazrat Yasa alayhi salam was a Nabi of the time, and he became old. So he asked the people around him that, see, I've got certain conditions, and the person who can meet these conditions, then I want him to take over some of my responsibilities. Because now I'm old now, and I cannot fulfill all these responsibilities. So they asked him, what are the conditions? First condition is every day he must fast. Second condition is every night, whole night he must read namaz. Third condition, he must never get angry. One person stood up, first day, second day, third day. Yasa told him, you can take the post now. See, people generally in this dunya, we all are desirous to get a post. But what you have to ask yourself, do you fulfill the requirements of that post or not? If you don't fulfill the requirements of that post, the best thing for you to do is just to walk away and say, Jazakallah, this is not for me. So this person is fulfilling this promise. You know, Dhul Kifl means like a man of responsibility. A man who will stand by his word. If he said something, he will do that. He will not move away from that. So shaitan comes. Shaitan is there all the time. Remember, as you leave the masjid, shaitan is. Shaitan comes to the masjid also. The subs, he sees, you know, where the places will come in between. And as you leave the masjid, shaitan is seeing now, how I'm going to take all this man's good rewards away. He came to the masjid, all the good deeds he did, all the rewards. He's waiting in your house there too also. He's waiting to cause fights with you and your wife. Shaitan is there all the time. So shaitan comes in the form of an old man. I'm just going to conclude now with this incident. And got a problem, you know. Hazrat Yasa alayhi salam got a short period of time in the afternoon, a few hours that he sleeps. Whole night is awake. His sleeping time, shaitan comes in the form of an old man. My family are depriving me of long story. Eventually he took his whole sleeping time. Yes, I can come tomorrow morning. I will sit down, I will have like a court, and you bring your case. Next morning, no sign of the man. Next afternoon again he's there. Long story. Why you didn't come? No, they told me they'll give my rights, but they never give my rights. Second day sleep is gone. But whole night he's standing up in ibadah, not going against what promise he made. Third day he told his attendants, whatever happens, please don't allow anyone to come. Now he has a knock on the door. What's the story? Why is the knock? There's no knock on the door from outside. The knock is from inside. Then he realized this was shaitan. Shaitan was trying to make him angry, but he never got angry. He never ever got angry. And if you look at great imams, great people, as much as people told them, they taunted them, they did everything. They never lost their cool, they never became angry. So respected friends, this is extremely dangerous spiritual sickness, anger, which actually stems out from pride. Because you've got pride, you will have anger. Protect yourself, save yourself, remain silent. When you become angry, don't say anything. Recite, A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitani Rajeem. Carry on reading, A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitani Rajeem. Because anger is from shaitan. If you're standing, sit down. If you're sitting, lie down. If that is still not helping you, go and make wudu. Some pious people go and read 2 rakat namaz. Some riwayats also say, go and make ghusl. Have a bath. Move away from that place. If you know now you're not going to be able to control yourself, move away from that place, move away from that situation. But whatever you do, don't let anger get the better over you. Don't let anger destroy your life. Don't let anger destroy your health. People, when they get angry sometimes, they cannot sleep at night. And if you really know, and I would personally feel that many, many people have got this problem, first of all, acknowledge that you've got it and try to go for spiritual help. Go to our senior ulama, pious ulama, sheikhs of the time, people who will give you advice. And inshallah, if you make a concerted effort on yourself and on your heart, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will purify you of this evil malady and this very dangerous sickness. May Allah grant us the true understanding of akhiru da'wana.